The devotional for today was written by Mark Russell. In this passage, the author of 2 Peter encourages the letter's audience to stay on the path towards the kingdom of God and resist the corruption of worldly lust. To accomplish this, the author extols the letter's audience to have faith and to support that faith with other virtues like goodness, knowledge, and self-control. This effort is portrayed as a chain in which each virtue supports the previous one listed, like goodness with knowledge and knowledge with self-control. Reading about this chain of virtues in 2 Peter reminds me of a commercial that I saw a few years ago. The protagonist in the commercial has a choice between a healthy snack and a snack with no nutritional value. The decision to eat the healthy snack inspires a series of other decisions throughout the day, including going for a walk over watching television and passing on fast food in favor of a healthy meal. As the author of 2 Peter would say, a healthy diet supports exercise, and exercise supports wellness. Both the commercial and the passage from 2 Peter show how an individual can harness the inspiration and momentum from one good choice to make another. But there is an additional essential element that neither makes explicit. We need teachers, ministers, and parents to illuminate the path to a virtuous life, and friends, family, and co-workers to encourage us in our journey to well-being. The current tagline on the PTS webpage is "Grounded in Faith, Formed in Community," and one cannot underestimate the importance of the latter half of that statement. On the other side, our personal choices affect our communities, and our growth as individuals can only benefit those around us. As we begin this season of hope and anticipation, it seems right to acknowledge our interdependence, for we can only arrive at a better world together. Let us pray. God of hope, we give thanks for the many blessings that aid us on our path to the kingdom. As each step in the right direction supports the next, guide our hearts to help our neighbors as they take steps of their own. Amen.